Coming up, fresh from the White House, Carl introduces our new limericist, Rahm Emanuel. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But before we move on to questions for you, panel, we'd like to correct an error. On last week's show, we did a story about how Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin had done a campaign ad which showed him in front of his home in the Badger State, the idea being that he hadn't gone all Washington despite his years in the Senate. Now, we had read that the ad was green screened, that he wasn't really there, that he didn't go to Wisconsin, and we reported that on our show. We were wrong. He was there, he did not simulate anything, and we would like to apologize for saying that. Now, we wanted to apologize in person, right to his face, but Senator Feingold is a busy man. He's a senator, and so since he could not be here, we've got the next best thing, simulated Senator Russ Feingold. So, simulated Senator Feingold, thank you so much for joining us.
Don't thank me. I'm honored to be here. You are an inspiration to me in everything I do. Do you know that song, When Beneath My Wings?
Yeah, I do know that song, yes.
I wish that song had not already been written so I could write it about you.
That's really nice of you to say, Senator.
If there were a state called Peter, I would move there and be their senator instead. Actually, you know what? I'm going to change the name of Wisconsin to Peterconson. I have that power.
This is getting a little embarrassing. I'm so glad you accept our apology. I was afraid you'd be mad, but really, our sincere apologies about our mistake last week.
Apology accepted. Whenever you are in Peterconson, look me up.
Thank you, simulated Senator Feingold. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming on our show. Now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, this week, a new organization started making specially branded body lotion, makeup, and yoga mats just for women. Who? I should say they're an old organization, but they've never been in this business before. Been around for a while. Now they're getting into the business of making branded products for women.
Branded, not just any branded products, but lotions and yoga.
Yeah, but the thing is that it has their brand on it, which is what's unusual.
Playboy.
No. It's an organization you know well.
I know this organization
you do.
Well.
You've written about them.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Actually, you've got it. The NFL.
NFL
is doing it. On Monday, the NFL, the National Football League, launched a big push to sell stuff to women. The campaign is called Fit for You, or alternatively, Please, Please Forget About Ben Roethlisberger. Steelers jeans they're selling. Bears body scrub. It does seem like they just got a bunch of men together and tried to think of what they think women like. Without consulting any actual woman.
I would think with the NFL's track record with women, they would just try to stay away from this area.
Yeah.
I mean, after Roethlisberger and after the reporter in the Jets locker room, isn't this kind of like Michael Vick pet products?
You just a little bit.
You just don't go there.
Yeah. Amy, it seems like every week we report on a breakthrough in the field of robotics, from robots that take the trash out to robots that feel emotions. Well, now scientists say they've created a robot that can also do what?
That's the most general question. Like, what kind of question is that?
I'll give you a hint. They call it the William Tell 2000.
It can shoot an arrow to
an
apple?
No, it can shoot an arrow, though. It hasn't hit the apple yet, but it can fire a bow and arrow. Scientists at the Italian Institute of Technology have created a deceptively cute and childlike robot named iCub that teaches itself to hit a target with a bow and arrow. Huh. Come on, people!
Is this got a sharp point?
Yeah! It's like this. Every time they make a breakthrough in robotics, we make the same jokes. The robots are going to wake up and use these powers to enslave the human race. Stop! Why not just give it a ray gun and show it all four Terminator movies? Just do it! Get it over with!
You're right. It's going in agonizing little steps, isn't it?
Here's an atomic weapon and a DVD of The Matrix. We'll be huddled over here. Just do what you want.
I'm just thinking, what scientist was looking at archers and saying, you know, that's really tiring.
Right.
I'm sure we can get a robot to cover that for you.
Yeah.
How lazy are we becoming as a society when the five archers left say, we're giving it up?
Yeah. Yeah.